Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I hope if I get my intro going. this is going to be one of them days, people. I tell you, you know, I'm batting 1,000 here. We're trying to do 20 things at once, trying to get this new special off all I can find. Here we go.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. On the show with me right now, we have MF Beck and Travis Hyland. We're trying to get Smiling Sam. Hey, just real quick here, MF, is that... I'm not going to give the whole number, of course. Is the first 209 or 309?
Two.
Okay, let's go ahead and try to give Smiling Sam a call right now. I think if we get that same girl again, then, hey, we'll just roll her on the show. Truism in its greatest form.
Please leave your message for 209373.
Hey, I'm dialing the right number. We'll just have him. I'll text you the phone number for him to call, bro. You know, we did a show last week, and it meant a lot to me because it gave a group of people in life an opportunity to share who they are in life. And so I felt it was a necessity that we do it a weekly podcast every Wednesday, you know, giving light to the Misfits of Gold, who truly are, you know, some fine young people in my mind, in my life. Actually, they're brothers of mine. You know, with that being said, today with us right now, we have MF Beck and we have Travis. You know, I kind of wanted to touch on truism today. So, MF, in your eyes and in your mind and in your thoughts, I'm getting tongue-tied today. Sam's pissing me off. When you look at life and you look at truism, what are your aspects and takeaway on truisms in life?
I think they're different for everyone. You know, we all kind of, not necessarily kind of, but we all live based off our own realities, you know, our perceptions, our thoughts on life. So everybody's going to have their own take on it. And as far as altruism goes, like I said before, I don't believe it exists. You know, I believe everybody's doing something that, you know, they're trying to be or trying to do something that would be beneficial toward them. And some people don't agree with it, you know, and they'll either try to stop it or they won't go with it or whatever it is, you know. But people that try to be themselves get frowned upon in society. So just kind of the way it works.
Now, I finally got Sam's right number because you texted to me. Let's go ahead and get Smiling Sam on. And this guy, you know, to my listeners, if you've never heard of Sam Toomer, trust me, you will after today.
Hello?
Hey, Sam, I'm sorry. We put your number in there wrong so many times that we got a female on the line that we thought was impersonating you, but it's all good now, bro.
That's what I was trying to say, man.
Like a girl we thought you were playing a joke on us. On the lines with us is MF Beck, Travis Hyland, and of course you now. We were kind of touching on truism. You know, I kind of touched on it a little bit last week with you, but I'm going to get Travis Hyland's take on that, on what he feels truism brings to life, and is it truly fundamental? Go ahead, Travis.
You know, I mean, as far as that goes, I definitely feel like it's fundamental, but I also feel like it's something that is really, really lacking in today's culture. I mean, I think I probably agree with MF a little more on the fact that I don't really find anybody who has much of that altruistic behavior anymore. And to be completely honest, one of the most altruistic guys I actually know is Sam Toomer, who's on the line right now. But, you know, for me... I see so many things now, and, like, if you watch social media and you keep up with people, like, there's nothing in the world that bugs me more than when somebody will, like, find a wallet at the airport, you know, and they got to make a 2.5-page post about how they went and located the owner and did all this, and they're just trying to be a good person, when in all actuality, all you're looking for is social brownie points, a little moral fucking points, and so everyone thinks that you did something good, rather than just going out and returning the wallet for the sheer fact of getting the guy his wallet back, you know? It seems to me like everybody, a lot of people have ulterior motives, you know, and everybody's always got a hand hidden behind their back, and they're always looking for something, even if they're hiding behind an altruistic manner doing it.
You know, amen, my brother, because, you know, MF will tell you, I'm the first person that just gets pissed off, bro. I think in life, man, if, you know, you help that old lady that, you know, fell on the street corner, or you help her carry her groceries to her car, or you just, anything in life, that the gratitude should be graceful enough just to be kept in your heart. There's no reason why you should jump on social media and brag about it. To me, that takes away the whole purpose of you doing it. So, you know, to hear you eloquently speak in that terminology, it's right on point because, you know, you look at society today, and first and foremost, everybody is this me, 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 this entitlement crap. You know, I deserve this, and I deserve that, and this person wouldn't be where they're at if it wasn't for me. You know, I got one thing to say, go fuck yourself. You know,
amen.
Because,
amen.
You know, it's like, I'll be 51 years old in 2 days here, God forbid. You know, it's going to be a sad day in my life. But, you know, I look at things on many different levels and planes. And, you know, last week we kind of talked about Sam Toomer being 11-1. And then you got Juan Archuleta, who's 15-1. But you look at Juan Archuleta's career and where he's at. You know, people do things in life for intent, for greed. And I think a fair part of society has been lost. You know, the real aspect of who you are in your heart and the way life was supposed to be perplexed and portrayed, it no longer exists. Now it's this new era entitlement bullshit. When you look at it, MF, what are your thoughts on equality in society today?
Well, I think it's a farce, dude. I think it's a fairy tale that, you know, whoever's controlling it, whether it's the media, the politics, or whatever, like, they're trying to make people that, you know, they believe it, that we're all born equal, we're all born with this, we're all done this way, or we're all in some way, shape, or form the same. But in reality, dude, that's a fucking, it's a lie. It's a bold lie. Point blank, period. Dude, like, nobody's the same. You know, it's like, you might be good at doing one thing, but shitty at another. And it's just the way it works. You know, it's like trying to give these kids participation awards. It's you're taking away the want to learn. You know, it's like they reach a, like, obstacle in the road, and they'll stop working for it. Why? Because it just got hard. It's like everything's instant nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if it's instant food. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, instant communication. They're even just jumping on Facebook. You can talk to anybody or any social media overall and clear the other side of the world within, you know, seconds. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I mean, like, I don't believe anybody's equal in a way. We all have our strong points. We all have our weak points. But it's like denying those is, you know, denying ourselves. So,
you know, Sam, I'm going to jump on you, bro, because you're kind of fun to pick on, and I like getting the thoughts out of your mind. See, man, I could already hear him smiling through the phone, bro, and we're just getting started. You know, but there's been some posts perplexed in the last couple of days, and, you know, I'm not going to bring any names because I don't roll like that, but when I see people say that certain people wouldn't be where they're at if it wasn't for them, you know, certain people wouldn't have gotten this far if it wasn't for me, that's bullshit. I mean, I'm going to call it what it is. You know, first of all, you wouldn't be able to even be part of that equation if it wasn't for that person to begin with. So, you know, how anybody can take more merit in the creation of somebody is a pathetic analogy in my mind. What are your thoughts?
I think people like that are just hungry for social status. Like we were talking about the equality thing, you know, like that person is in the gym or, you know what I mean, on the racetrack doing their thing, you know what I mean? But they want to be that person in front of them. And the only way to do it is by, like you said, social media. It goes everywhere. But all that is fake too, so it's like you can't believe that, you can't believe them. So it's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it truly is. You know, MF, when you're the oldest of the two gentlemen that I have on the show today. I'm the old man of the group, but when you look at your years on this earth, you know, and you realize where you come from, you know, life wasn't always the greatest for you. But then now you see times change, you see people's philosophies change, you see equality basically go down the crapper, and yet you got a group of fighters, a group of people that bond to you, that are friends with you, that see that, you know, truism and realism is actually a better way of life. How does it make you feel perplexing, you know, your thoughts in life and getting others to understand what life is truly about?
Man, it's, you know, Sam and Travis and I, we had that talk all the time. It's just be you. That's really it. There's no secret here. There's no, you know, like complex theory behind it. It's just be you. Be what you want to be. Be what you were meant to do. You know, it's like, don't sit there and just listen to what everybody tells you. Sometimes you got to question it. That's how you learn. You know, it's all through life or whatever. It's like, if I've learned anything, it's that I know very, very little. And it seems like the more people swear that they know or swear that they understand, it's like the more ignorant they seem in my eyes, as messed up as that sounds. But it's like, I just, in a way, I expect people to be on that same brain pattern. And when they're not, like, it's not that I look down on them. It's just like, I'm not trying to waste my energy on somebody that's not either going to, A, build me up, or at least, like, you know, stand beside me. But it's like, if you're just going to be an anchor, dude, then I'm sorry. You know, you got to bridge the gap, homie. It's just the way it works.
It is.
Yeah, it's true. You know, and I'm going to bring up a person of individual, and I usually don't, you know, mention names on my show because I don't roll that way. But this person kind of pissed me off, to be quite honest with you. And all three of you are in affiliation with him. You know him. You know, I've always been one that has never been afraid to show somebody how to shoot, program their camera for them, give them my spot, you know, at fight night on the octagon, because, you know, you can have two people that have exactly the same camera, take the same picture, but they're totally going to be different, you know. So I've always believed in bringing people into the sport that I felt wanted to better the sport. And, you know, there's certain times that we all get duped. And, you know, I happen to get shit on my face when I brought Dave Madden into the world of mixed martial arts. You know, I thought I was doing him a favor by getting him into Team Alpha Male and MMA Gold and others. And what perplexed after that was astonishing. It was a power-hungry individual who believes that he's the best on the face of the earth, and his interviews to me are quite crap. You know, I let this individual write articles off of my show and things of that nature. My point being is, you know, you can't always take people at face value anymore. And, you know, I look at that situation as a lesson learned. But if you look at it in a truism aspect, you know, I basically got burned and duped by somebody that perplexed himself to be somebody he wasn't. And, you know, life, you know, comes at you in many, many facets. And I'm a firm believer in karma, and I think that, you know, everything comes 360, and he'll end up getting his just deserves in the long run. You know, Sam, we talked last week. We had a lot of, you know, cool scenarios that we got into. You know, has anything perplexed in the life of Sam Toomer since last week as far as justification, as far as getting you out there promotional-wise, you know, getting you your just deserves?
Well, I have been getting, like, defaulted in there. That's what the marketing stuff. As far as, like, the fighter, got people that's, you know, just hit me up, messaging me, telling me just to keep going and keep doing me. You know what I mean? And telling me the world needs more people like me. That shit's, like, super powerful to me. So it makes me hungry. Thanks to this platform right here, baby.
Oh, yeah, and we're just getting started. We're going to continue this, and as long as I have a voice, you know, you guys will have a voice every Wednesday on my show. Now we get the newcomer, Travis. We're going to have to break him in. I don't know very much about you, Travis. I know you're just getting a career started in the sport. What initially led you to MMA Gold, and how did you end up initially bonding with MF Beck?
Oh, shit, man. Well, I started my martial arts career when I was, you know, a lot younger. From about the age of 12 to 17, I was involved in Kuk Sool Won, and I like that kind of shit. But then, you know, going through a rather below average public school system, hanging out with the limited number of friends I had who weren't making the best decisions, you know, from the age of about 17 till 23, I want to say, I was kind of the epitome of an anti-athlete. I was partying, I was staying out all night, I, you know, had a bit of a criminal record, you know, but I was fucking up. I was fucking up left and right over and over again. And I finally got to the point where I've always been one of those guys who, you know, I believe half of what I see and none of what I hear. You know, you have to show me some shit. And that's also caused me to learn almost everything the hard way. You know, but then I found him by gold. I ended up, you know, a couple of my friends went to jail, and I didn't really have anything else. You know, I had to start over. I had to pick myself up, and I had to find out what I wanted to do. And trying to be a fucking career criminal and, you know, this asshole who thinks they're fucking cool and think they want to party and all this, you know, it wasn't working. And it was at that point that I realized that, you know, I need to rededicate myself to something that's gonna be positive for me, and it's gonna be a positive influence in my life. You know, I went over to MMA Gold, and I was over there for probably about 2 or 3 months. You know, working just a beginner's program, get my ass beat by little Billy Brand because I couldn't fight for shit. And then, you know, MF showed up one day, and MF must have been there maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and he was actually one of the first friends that I had made at the gym. You know, we just hit it off instantly. I saw the tattoos, we started talking, and I can't actually remember what our first conversation was, but just from, you know, from the first time me and this guy have talked, it's been all honesty, it's been all, you know, somebody who looks at things from a different perspective, and that's kind of the way that I have, you know, so it's been a blessing, definitely been a blessing, and it's, I don't even use MF just as, you know, he's obviously my main striking coach. But aside from that, he's one of my best friends. You know, he's my brother. I trust him. I love him. I would fucking go to war for this dude. You know, and when you're – that's the kind of people you need around you. You know, you need that loyalty in your friends and in your close circle.
You know, if there's one thing I could – and MF and Sam already know this, and I'll give you my philosophy on the circle in life. There ain't no such thing as a circle anymore, homie. It's a dot. And that dot is getting smaller every day. And, you know, if you look at life in that aspect, then you realize those people that are in your dot, that's your core. And those are the ones that you can truly rely on, the ones that don't expect anything from you, the ones that
you can truly
go to. Yeah, that is real right there. You know, I'm going to jump back to Sam real quick here because, Sam, you know, you're very poignant and very forward, and you and MF can finish each other's sentences, so it doesn't matter who I jump to on this question. When you look on reflections in life, what are your thoughts on why some are more valued than others?
Because it's proven. You invest time in people, you know what I mean? And it shows. People aren't blind to that. Like, I know who's around me all the time, and I know who, like Travis said, it's my circle, my dot. I know these guys will go to war for me. And we're all about that community base, and we're all about looking out for each other.
Yes. You know, and that's the way it truly has to be. You know, MF, when you look at... I'm not going to say the team that you built, but the circle of friends that you have built, you know, through your thought and who you are truly as a man in life and the walk that you walk. Where do you plan on taking the Misfits of Gold, you know, into the future? Do you plan on creating more of a true self? The best way I could say it is, are you planning on creating a team of just true warriors, a group of people that truly understand the basic fundamentals of life and are real to who they are and truly stand up for what's rightful in life?
Well, to be honest, and on the first note, I didn't create anything, dude. Like, this all came together, you know. Like, we're like-minded individuals that just, through conversation, we got to know one another, and through getting to know one another, you know, the relationship grew. But, dude, I didn't create nothing. This is all natural. Like, we all just gravitated toward each other. And as far as trying to create a team, like I said, it's all natural to us. Like, we're MMA Gold through and through. You know, we're just a misfit of MMA Gold. It's just, we didn't recruit anybody. We didn't go trying to create nothing. It just happened. That's the best way I could describe it. You know, but it was natural. There was no artificialness to try and, like, create a situation. It just literally, that's what it was. And as far as...
Yeah, MF is one of... Let me jump in here real quick. I got to say, MF is one of the only individuals that I have met who can be your friend and he can be your coach while taking his own ego out of the situation, you know. Us winning or losing doesn't have... You know, he isn't invested in the way of, well, oh, if you lose, it's because you didn't listen to me. And if you win, it's because you were doing everything I did, you know. MF has never, even his style of coaching, man, he's never tried to make anybody be a fighter that they aren't. You know, if there's a particular move that I don't like doing or that doesn't work for my body or that I'm not good at, well, we're not going to focus on that one, you know. He shows me 10 things every day. We find the one that I like, the one that works best, and that's what we focus on when we go forward, you know. He doesn't have to push his ego onto the people that he's trying to train to fight, and that's a fucking blessing.
Yeah. You know, either...
You're going to make me cry.
You said you're going to make me cry. Either we made Sam or he hung up on us, but we're going to try to get him right back on right now.
No, he probably lost connection. He's out in the middle of nowhere right now.
Or his teeth hit the disconnect button. Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, that was weird.
Were you smiling so hard that you hit the hang up button?
No, I might have, which is kind of funny.
You know, Sam, I love giving you a bad time, man, because, you know, we go back and Travis and MF, Travis, you don't know this, but MF, you know, I had the opportunity a while back, you know, a couple of times to have Sam on my show. And, you know, the first time I had him on my show, it was truly a tremendous interview because, Sam, you're a righteous young man in life. You know, what you bring to the sport is tremendous, and what you bring to life is even greater than that. You know, and so I love giving you a bad time because you can truly hear how happy you are. You can truly hear the joy in your heart, and you're at a great pace, you know, place in life and in your life, and you don't usually hear that from individuals, and you know, you and MF are one of the main reasons why I wanted to continue this and do a weekly special with the Misfits of Gold, because it shows that not only me, but to the world, that there truly are people that are just who they are. They're not trying to be, you know, a show off. They're not trying to take credit for other things in life. They're just trying to live their life the best way they can in the realest form. Sam, when you look at things, and I know I bust your chops about smiling, but bro, you really can hear you smiling through the phone. And what is it about Sam Toomer that has you so full of glory and righteousness? Is it just that leading, you know, MF Beck and you connecting on that level and you understanding that there's others that live life the same way that you do?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I missed that last part. I'm sorry. I think my phone's cutting out. I don't know.
You just don't want to answer because you're going to cry. But, no, I said, you know, what I said, what is it about, you know, the relationship with MF Beck and the other Misfits of Gold that you know, has encapsulated you? Is it that you found other individuals that see the same, you know, goals and things in life as you do?
That last part again, I'm sorry.
Sam, I'm going to buy you a hearing aid, bro. I said, what is it about MF and the Misfits of Gold is that has you so correlated? Is it that they see life in the same aspect that you do?
I'm sure the aspects have their differences, but they are very similar. And like Travis said, you know, him and Travis, they give me alternate realities of life, you know what I mean? And I love thinking differently beyond just surface level things. And when I was younger, I was that type of kid that would, you know, try everything. I actually, you know, tried being cool, wearing the Nelly t-shirts, the jerseys backwards and stuff like that. I tried it, but I was just so uncomfortable. You know what I mean? I just wanted everybody to like me. It was a terrible feeling. And I sat, when everybody didn't like me, I sat down and was like, why not? And it was because I wasn't being myself. Once I started being myself, then all, like, the right people started coming to me. You know what I mean? I wasn't even looking, you know? I used to like being by myself, but now I love being around these guys.
I kind of do, too. You know, I think that's what we all have in common, on common ground, is, you know, I go and I shoot these events every weekend, and you get these people that, hey, buddy, how you doing? And it's 9 out of 10, I don't even know them, you know, and, you know, or I do know them, but I've never had a relationship with them. And so when I'm not shooting an event, I like to find myself alone. And then I started communicating with MF Beck, and I said, holy shit, there's another individual that sees life the same way that I do, you know. And it's a blessing, actually, because when I first initially, before I met MF Beck, I looked at life as a dictatorship, you know, and this sport is truly a dictatorship. You know, MF, when you hear the word of dictatorship and you look at the sport, in your thought and your heart, how do you correlate the two?
There's always somebody that's going to try to be, you know, and try to maintain some sort of control. There's always going to be somebody that wants more control than what they should have. And, you know, me personally, I value freedom above all else, dude. Like, you know, I'll help you do whatever you need to do. Hell, I might even click my heels to do it, but I don't like being told what to do. And I sure as fuck, you know, just because you told me to do something, dude, I might just fucking do something different. And, you know, as far as our industry goes, it's like we can be good at what we do, but if we don't play their little game, like if we don't, you know, jump through the hoops that they want us to do, the more hurdles we go through, the stronger we get. And then as we come to a point where, like what Travis said, we become undeniable, whether it be in, like, our skills, our, you know, our focus, whatever it is, our you know, particular skill set, we become undeniable. And it is what it is. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of emotionally detached from it. Like, I try not to get, like, too emotionally invested into anything in particular, especially with business or just, I mean, life is what it is. But when you try to control something, you're stopping the natural flow. You're stopping the growth. You know, it's going to grow the way that it needs to grow, how it wants to grow. You know, we all got to learn our own lessons, and I think that's where people in life stop doing it. It's like they try to just live in their little fantasy world where they're controlling all the little pieces and all the motions and everything else, and they're losing sight of what's actually really happening. It's, you know, growth. Why not? Why am I going to try to control something? Just let it happen naturally.
Yeah, right? It's, motherfucker, you ain't at Disneyland 7 days a week, you know, and a lot of people want to live in that glass bubble, as you say, and you know, life really isn't perplexed in that manner. You know, when you look at it, you know, I like to use, and MF, you've heard this story, and I believe you have too, Sam. You know, I look at an individual that 2 years ago was a heroin addict in rehab, and then he became the CFFC world champion. And now he's got an opportunity to go to the UFC, as he was just signed with him. And he's a lot like you guys. He doesn't conform to anybody. He's himself. So, you know, when you look at it in that aspect, I think realism is something that has been lost in society. You know, Travis, what are your thoughts on realism? And how much would you say, once you've understood that the level playing field that MF, Sam Toomer, and the other Misfits of Gold were on, how much more did that help you in your career and make it more relevant?
It didn't just help me in my career, man. It helped me in my life, you know. It helped me with everything. It helped me with the way that I see the world. And, you know, like I said, I've learned everything the hard way my entire life, you know. And the only thing that I think that I really understand at this point is that I don't know shit. And like I said, going through the public school system that I went through, you know,
even coming of age now and having the internet and having the access to all this information, I realized that 90% of what I learned in school was either completely wrong, a lie, or something that was just incredibly heavily biased to make you believe one way or another, you know. And in my life as it is, I've already, and like, this is something I realized the other day that kind of tripped me out. But just in my life, you know, I'm only 27 years old. I've had to go through even just 6 different forms of communication just with talking to girls through school and everything, you know. It used to be that you would just talk to people. You would make friends, you know, you'd make a plan. Hey, I'll meet you somewhere at 12. And you go and you hang out. And you get to learn that individual and you focus on that individual. You know, we're living in a world that is completely unreal. In the fact that everyone has 5,000 Facebook friends, you know, 4,000 of them that you haven't met or that you know through somebody to know through somebody. You know, and we're not having real interactions. I mean, you see high school kids today, man. And that's another thing, you know. Talk about, you know, weird things that make me mad. There's nothing more that pisses me off than when I'll go to even just like a restaurant and you see 2 or 3 teenage kids or teenage girls who are sitting there on their phones, and for 20 minutes they're not even talking to each other. They're talking to each other through their phones at the same computer. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, you know, that pisses me off too, because, you know, I'm from an era when shit, black and white TV was just a major thing if you had one in your house and you didn't have to go to the department store to watch it. And then, you know, color TV came out, and then the internet. So, you know, I always used to talk about the good old days, but those good old days are long gone. You know, Sam, when you look at realism and you look at what Travis just expressed, you know, do you feel the same aspects as Travis that, due to the internet and things of that nature? And by the way, Travis, I have 9,000 friends on my page, and I probably only know about 300 or 400 of them. But anyway,
yeah, that's how it works, man. That's how life is nowadays.
Yeah, well, it's a must be for me, because that's how I get most of my work. But in thought and reality, it's, you know, your thought is, it couldn't be more spot on. You know, Sam, when you look at what Travis just said, what are your thoughts?
Ah, man, he's absolutely right. Like, I get a bunch of people fucking thoughts and bots, like, just adding me, like, fucking real people. And what's funny about that is, like, people pay for those people, you know what I mean? Like, you're willing to spend money on, like, a weird thing, and you're not even, like, doing it for marketing. You're just trying to be cool, you know what I mean? You know, we're trying to run a business over here. And you're just trying to be cool. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You just meet real people right next door to you. You say hi to your neighbor every now and then. Get a real follower in real life.
Yeah. Like we talked about last week, shit, you could go out in your neighborhood right now, and I can guarantee you there's not a kid one playing outside. And, you know, I look back when I was a child, and the parks were full, the neighborhoods were full, kids were playing basketball on the courts, and I think a lot of life has been lost via the internet and social media. You know, MF, when you look at everything that has transpired in your lifetime, what do you think it's going to take for society to find itself again?
Yeah.
we were just talking about that, dude. Like, honestly, like, I think my generation is screwed. I think the generation right after me is screwed. I'm talking, like, dude, we're all screwed for the next, like, 4 or 5 generations. Our only hope is going to be bringing up the generation that's too young to understand, like, really how fucked up this world really is. You know, kind of get them away from social media, get them from the TV, get them away from all that fucking bullshit that just, like, programmed them. You think about it. Like, by the time a kid's 3 years old, how many commercials have they seen? Heard. Think about that shit. You know, it's like our only fucking hope is that generation that's like maybe 5 and under right now, and fucking hopefully teach them to go the right way and fix our fuck ups. And that's just the way it works. You're like, we're not going to be able to do anything. Like, a lot of people are setting their ways. A lot of people are setting, you know, what they believe, you know, whether you're brought up like, I'm going to hate this sports team because, you know, I was brought up this, or, you know, I was brought up in a certain religion, or I was brought up with, you know, a certain amount of money, or social status, or social stature, like, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's like everybody's so set in their ways, and it's like arrogance. You're like, you smell it everywhere. All people care about is themselves. And I think that's like the coolest thing about the message is, like, by us coming together, things are happening, you know, naturally, and they feel good. Like it's the right people at the right time, the right circumstances with, you know, the right tools to be able to do the right job. And it's just, I think that if people focused on, like, the next generation, like the next generations, you know what I mean, teach them the right way and teach them from our mistakes rather than, actually a good example kind of off point, but there used to come a time where, you know, the next generation is supposed to surpass the previous one. Somewhere down the line, that got switched.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have to agree with you, you know, MF, because I'm old enough that I could state this. You know, I don't believe society is moving forward like you. I believe it's digressing. You know, I think society is getting dumber in time. And a lot of people that I know disagree with me, and I say, you know, I said, bro, look at it this way. When I was a kid, life was like this. And things ran this way. You know, now you look at life, families can't even sit at the same dinner table because they're on their cell phones. You know, they don't even, you know, correlate. They can't even tell their parents, I love you, unless it's through a text. You know, and it's just disheartening. I watch each and every day these young people just falling into a world that isn't even true. Excuse me. And, you know, one thing that in my line of work that pisses me off is I see tremendous warriors of the sport. I see tremendous people that are the inner workings of the sport and in life trying to do great things, and they get no love. But yet you put a half-naked fighter up there, and the world loves it. You know, where do you think that the break-off and the social disconnection transform? Because if you look at it now, there is no more reality to life.
Yeah, no, like I was saying earlier, everybody's reality is based off their own perceptions, you know, and things that they went through in their lives. So everybody's going to see the world a little bit differently, you know, through like a different colored lens or whatever. But we all suffered through our own particular fucking set of issues. What's the best way to say it? You know, I really
like
can't think of a better way to say it right now.
Say it like it is, right off your heart, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I just think that the more people focus on themselves, they start to lose the sight of the bigger picture. Like I was talking about growth earlier, it's the more you focus on everything outside of yourself, your growth is limitless. You know, it's like you have no boundaries now. But people are stuck in their bubble. They're stuck in whether it's social media, whether it's, you know, people going home like, oh, dude, I got to go home at 6 o'clock. I got my favorite TV show on. It's just like the same thing with sports. The same thing with other distractions in life. It's taken away from life. It's taken away from that human interaction. It's like, think about like cursive writing, dude. Get another fucking 20 years, you'll never see it again. And even
I can't write
like,
cursive.
I was blessed with a certain set of skills as far as like a social communication. You know, like I could talk to anybody. I could find anything with anyone to, you know, kind of connect. That was how I was taught. Be it for whatever reasons it was taught to me, but it's a good skill that I fucking acquired. But people are losing that, dude. Like even just trying to have a conversation, you see that awkwardness, and it's like they want that instant gratification, that instant satisfaction. And it's just like Travis says, like nobody appreciates a long con. You know, I say the slow nickel personally, but I like to work for things, dude. It's like whether it be a hunter or whether it's just, you know, the chase or what it is, but I like things to progress naturally. It's like you come with force, but you don't force it. You know what I mean? But everybody's trying to be like everybody else. They're not trying to be themselves. It's all something that they're trying to portray, like what Sam was saying on Facebook, or Sam was saying about Facebook. It's like, how much money do people spend just to get followers, to get likes? And it's like, are you even getting paid for that?
Yeah, you know, and that sits in my heart really, really, really deep. And you know, that's one reason I can guarantee you, gentlemen, no matter what, as long as I have a radio show, you know, we are going to continue to do this Wednesday afternoon special, no matter what the topic is, even if it's just off the top of our heads, because it's real. And, you know, I'm a firm believer, and I've always been a firm believer in life, that if you build it, and you know, people will come. And if you do it in the right aspect, you know, I believe there's others out there like you three, you know, the misfits of gold have truly encaptured my heart, because seeing real being inspired back into the sport, back into society, and people being allowed to speak about who they really are and what they really, you know, appreciate and love in life is a blessing to me, because I look to society as this entitlement generation that I could give two shits about. And, you know, people that are so full of themselves that always have to brag about everything that they do or want this instant gratification, as you say, it's false. There's nothing real to that type of life. You know, I'm gonna jump back to Travis for a second. You know, Travis, you're the newcomer to the second episode. You know, you've already focused your love for MMA Gold and your thoughts on MF Beck and Sam Toomer and the growth that has given you. When you look at everything that has correlated from the start to now, you know, where do you see yourself in the future? Where do you see yourself wanting to spread, you know, truism and realism in life with others and teach others that, you know, truly life is a lost art?
Oh, absolutely, man. I think that honesty and people having, like, extreme ownership for their own actions is one of the most important things that an individual can develop. You know, the ability to learn how to learn things. And that's, you know, going back to, you know, the whole harping on the younger generation and these damn kids today or whatever it might be. You know, I see a lot of kids today who they've been so coddled and catered for that they literally don't have the ability to learn anything, because every time that they're bad at something, they quit and they don't ever do it again, and they don't get through that stage of being fucking terrible at something until they actually get the ability to be good at it. You know, so we've lost the ability to learn, I feel like, in this country. And as far as like the honesty and the extreme ownership part of it, man, I think that's a real reason why all of us, you know, misfits come together. And that's why we come together so good, you know. We've all, MF likes to say, you know, a lot of us, we came from the dark, you know, but you can call it the darkness, you can call it the streets, you can call it just fucking up in stupidity or ignorance, you can call it whatever you want. But all of us at the Misfits of Gold, you know, at least we have ownership, you know. We can admit that, hey, we've all fucked up. We've all fucked up real bad. We've all done stupid shit. We've all done shit we aren't proud of, you know, but that doesn't define you as who you are, you know. As a person, you're kind of an ongoing situation, you know. You learn more and you're smarter every day than you are the day before, at least hopefully, if you're being mindful and fucking, you know, looking at the world the way it should be. But I think that there's a lot of the truism needs to coincide with people having, like, extreme ownership for their own actions, you know, things that they've done in the past. Admit it, come clean with it, and stop giving a fuck, you know. We can all still be friends and eat at the same table just because we all used to party when we were younger and we've done stupid shit, you know. None of those individual points in time define us.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, MF, I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought Travis on the show today, because he fits right in with you and Sam, you know. And I, you know, I'm going to see over the next few weeks and months here, you know, more and more of the Misfits of Gold. And, you know, I'm honored and privileged to be able to have you gentlemen on the show, because it instills faith in me that I'm not the only one out there like this. You know, when I first met MF Beck, we instantly hit it off. It was like I had known him for years. It was like he was part of my family, but yet we had never met. And for me, that's something that isn't correlated very easy in my life, you know, because I'm a loner, because I see life as being, you know, just a lost cause anymore because of social media and the way it's going. And then you bring, you know, Sam Toomer into the picture, and he's got to be the most joyful, outgoing individual you've ever met. And you know, Sam, when you look at life and you look at everything that we've talked about on last week and this week now, how purposeful is it for you to be able to have a voice to share with others the joy that you've experienced just in being real? I think we lost Sam again. You know, he's either getting mad at us or hanging up on us, but MF, I'll let you answer that question.
Did you ask you one more time, please? Sorry.
Let's get him back on here real quick, though.
Hey,
Sam's getting mad at us.
I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry, guys. I'm messing up.
Well, get another phone other than a Getro PCS, bro.
And it's an iPhone 6.
Just like that Rolex you wear on your wrist, man. It's not a Rolex, it's a Brolex.
Fitbit, all right? He's stuck in my heart way.
Oh, but now you made me lose my train of thought. MF, you remember the question.
Sorry.
Go ahead and answer it, bro.
You gave me a little bit too much credit on that one, Doug. I'm lost in fucking laughter right now.
Oh, Sam has that correlation on all of us, man. You know, I'll jump back on you, Sam, even though we forgot the question. It's all good because, you know, life is real,
okay.
And I like to, you know, my show's not perfect, and I never claimed it was, and that's one thing that I think I like about it and everybody else likes about it. What you get is you get to see who you guys are for who you truly are, and your real intent in life and your purpose. You know, moving forward in life, how great, you know, grateful is Sam Toomer that he finally met a group of people that he can embrace and move forward into the, not just the sport, but in life with?
Man, it feels great. I always felt like life was limitless, you know what I mean? But there was, of course, at some point you hit a wall, you know? And it's about, like, coming to those people or those people coming into your life and to guide you around that wall, you know, show you another way. And being open to, you know, their thoughts and everything. It's a beautiful thing. And now I'm able to extend my reach out into things that I've never even thought about. You know what I mean? Like the project that me and MF got going on. And even a couple of my friends, we got some projects going on too. And even like training people. Like, I thought it would be cool, but I never thought I'd actually do it. And then, you know, MF talked me into it. And I'm fucking loving it, man. I did not think I could teach kids, but then my boys talked to me, you know, said I could do it, and I could believe it, you know what I mean? With trustworthy people telling me that, you know, and believing in my abilities, it's like, why shouldn't I? It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, see, the only problem I have with the statement you made is that they talked you into it. They didn't talk you into it, bro. What they did was they gave you the fundamentals to realize what you already had was in you was already there. You just had to, you know, get the encouragement up and the words of wisdom from a brother to find that path that you were truly on. And that's one thing that inspires me about each and every one of the Misfits of Gold. You know, we've already been on here for 50 minutes, and I know you guys' time is valuable because you guys train quite a bit. So, you know, we'll wrap it up here shortly. You know, MF, if you had to make a statement, you know, about being able to have a show now that we can come on each week and share with the world true thoughts and trials and tribulations that we've been into, and allows us to be able to open up and share with the world that there is still individuals that truly care about other people and life in general, what would that statement be, sir?
First things first, it's, you know, it's an honor and a privilege just to be a part of your show. You know, as far as it's like giving us a voice for the voiceless. You know, it's letting other people know that we're there, and even just the fact that we get to do it, man, it's crazy. Like it's almost unreal or surreal, no matter how you want to look at it. You know, and just being a part of the Misfits and being, you know, around all these guys, it let me know that there was other people like me, and it gave me like a sense of calm that I haven't exactly had before. You know, and like my purpose was just to be there for them. But then I realized that everybody has that same purpose, you know. So it hopefully it'll create some kind of reaction amongst people, getting to think a little bit, you know, whether they love us, whether they hate us, you know, they agree, they disagree, it doesn't matter. It, you know, it's all perspective, it's all relative based off our own realities, but at least we get an option to, or not an option, excuse me, but at least we get the opportunity to kind of let our voice be heard or let the voice of the voiceless be heard.
you know, first and foremost, it's you know, thank you, but it's not my show. It's the fighter's show. It's the people's show. And, you know, one thing in life I've always learned is, you know, if you give people that are trying, if you give people in life that are respectful and understand, truly understand life a voice, then it's a win-win situation. And that's one thing why I wanted to do a weekly special with the Misfits of Gold, because you, all of you have truly inspired me and reinstilled faith, like I said. And, you know, my show is your guys' show. Every Wednesday from now on, it's going to be the Misfits of Gold. And, you know, I don't care if we have one listener or 10,000 listeners. You know, this is a show that I feel is a necessity, because life is real. You know, and if people don't want to look at life as real, then they can go listen to that dickhead Joe Rogan. I wouldn't piss on that man if he was on fire, and that's just my own, you know, my own personal thoughts. You know, I'm not going to create.
Well, don't curse it up.
But, you know, one person that I loved having on the show today, because he's new to me, and that's Travis Hyland. You know, Travis, you're a very well-spoken young man. You talk about your troubled past. What does it mean for you now to have a format where you and all the Misfits of Gold can come and share life's reality through a different platform?
Oh, man, it's been years coming. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times me and MF have been on our way to fights down in Fresno or, you know, wherever, where we got just 3, 4, 5 hours that we can just really sit down and, you know, and talk and ponder things and ask questions. And, you know, all of us Misfits, like, we it's a weird thing, because, like, we're all very similar in maybe one or two particular aspects, with, like, the openness and the honesty. Outside of, like, us having that one crucial life view that allows us to all interact in the way that we do, I mean, aside from that, we're all super different. You know, if you look at, like, just between us three, you know, MF and Sam are basically like yin and yang. Me and MF are more similar on our, like, lifestyle and our past. But then if, you know, but me and MF, we are vastly night and day different on a huge amount of things, you know. I mean, MF's the only guy who I've ever had to, who I've ever been able to have an actual 2 or 3 hour conversation about religion, which for most people is just shut down, destruction city, where me and this man can sit there and have an honest, open discussion about religion for 3.5 hours, where we disagree completely, but yet we can still see it from each other's points and still believe that what each other's saying is honest. And we can also reexamine and think about things different, you know? I mean, like Sam said earlier, one of the best things about this group of individuals is no matter who I talk to, every time I talk to one of them, they'll change my mind on some shit. You know, you can change my opinion if you give me some good evidence and it's well thought out and it makes sense and it's logical to me, you know. None of us are holding on to that little part of the ego that doesn't allow us to, you know, just to learn and to be able to disagree and to have discourse and discussion, you know. And that's another one of those things that just completely lost. There's no more discourse. There's no more discussion. There's only arguments and screaming, and you're on the left, you're on the right, so fuck you guys. You know, it's this weird tribalism that's just been blown way out of control.
It truly has. It truly has. You know, now I'm going to jump to Sam. You know, Sam is a brother that I truly appreciate and I truly respect. And, you know, I don't care who I piss off with this statement, but, you know, I think that, you know, justification in someone's life for what they've earned, all the hard work they've put in, you know, should truly be noted. And Sam, I think you've been left off on a lot of that justification level. You know, just strictly speaking as a warrior, you know, you're a tremendous individual in the sport, and you're sitting at 11-1. You take you away from the sport, you're finding equal avenues that you're just so righteously blessed in, you know, and as you said yourself, teaching the youth and realizing that you're capable of many other things and maintaining the man and the statue that you have in life. It's a tremendous honored to be able to have you on the show. When you look at where you're at in life and what this show can do for you and the others of the Misfits of Gold, what are your thoughts?
Man, super honored, man, to be here. You know, ever since I started, I thought this was going to be a quick road, you know, to people know who I am and, you know, getting on the big stage. But I realized through fighting that, you know, things take time. Learn technique and perfecting technique takes time, you know what I mean? And if you apply that to life and just let it flow, then, you know, everything will start happening. So with me not getting, like, the credit or whatever, it's like I just stopped searching for it, you know what I mean? It was just too much energy wasted. So I just decided to take that energy and put it into something else. And now I'm able to, you know, be on this platform and talk about it and even let other fighters know that you think you're going to come up, you know, super quick, but there's a lot of obstacles that you're going to have to go through. There's a lot of, you know, technique that you're going to have to learn and, like, get into shape and all that stuff. Like, it's a journey, so take your time and do it right.
Yeah, you know, one thing, and I hope you don't mind, Sam, but I'm going to look into a copyright because that smile of yours, bro, and I'm going to bust your chops on this every time we talk. I'm going to copyright that smile, bro, because, you know, I can feel your teeth on my ear. It's like, it's, you know, I give you a bad time about it, but, you know, truly you can see the joy that you have for life. You can see the passion that is instilled in you. And it's tremendous to see a young fighter as yourself and a young person in life have so much enthusiasm and respect for life in general. You know, it truly is an honor to have you on this weekly special with us because you're very well-deserving, and you're an articulated young man that sees the truth and sees life for what it truly is, and you're a blessing, bro.
Dude, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it big time.
Yeah, but I am going to copyright that smile, bro, you know, because I'm sure I could get us quite a deal with Crest or Colgate or somebody, man.
Something, right? We can get them the butt spot on the shorts, you know what I mean?
Right. We could work something out. You know, Emma, go ahead, bro.
No, I'm sorry. I was just ranting.
You know, MF, you know, we've made lighthearted, you know, situations today. We touched on deep such, you know, situations today. You know, but at the end of the show, and you look at everything that we've touched on, you know, Travis is, you know, a tremendous individual. Sam is a tremendous individual. You know, I'm truly blessed that we correlated and hooked up because, you know, what you found in life and have been able to share with others and talk with others about has truly created a foundation. And it's truly an honor to be able to have an individual like yourself that is 1,000% real. And whether whether I like what you say or whether I don't agree with what you say or however you want to look at it, it's real. You know, my brother, much respect to you for who you are in life. You know, not only are you living your dream, but you're creating a facet for others to look at. And whether they want to be a part of it or not, you know, that is up to them. But to me, the only way to be is real, you know. And I've always said in life, you either be real or you step. On that note, you know, much kudos to you, bro. I'm glad that we became family. I'm glad we're going to be able to do this show every week. You know, you truly are a tremendous individual in life for just being you. And I think that's something that's been lost in society. And when I found you, I felt truly blessed. And now I'm even more blessed because I get to bring the Misfits of Gold on, you know, each and every week. What are your thoughts moving into the future?
First, I appreciate it too, brother. The respect's mutual. But, dude, like, I'm just trying to take care of my people, man. Like, I don't even think I deserve, like, any of that recognition, although, you know, I appreciate it. But I don't think I deserve it, dude. I just do what I can with what I got, you know. Like, I'm just me. What you see is what you get, although it's like, you know, you can ask Sam and Travis. Like, I like a little air of mystery to what I do per se, but it's like I'm not too flashy with what I do. But what you see is what you get. You know, and I just feel blessed to be able to help these dudes along whatever journey they see fit. You know, and at the same time too, it's because of that. Like, I was able to find my purpose. So it's, you know, it gives me meaning to what I do, and it gives kind of like a method to my madness. But I just want to take care of my people, dude. That's really it. Yeah, you know, I would rather fucking have it to where the, you know, the focus is on them. Let me hang out in the fucking shadows, you know.
Yeah, but you know, I gotta thrust you up there once in a while, because you truly have changed my life too, and in certain aspects. Because like I said, you know, I gave up hope on a lot of things, and you know, being able to do this show, I see the light, and being able to share who you guys are with the world is a tremendous attribute, you know, because it's a blessing. I do show after show after show, but not often do I get to have people on that speak about the real in life and about the, you know, atrocities that they've been through and overcome and where they're at in life and feel gratitude in sharing that. It's truly a blessing. On that note, I just truly want to thank you and the Misfits of Gold, you know, for making this happen. It's a blessing. It's not a normal show that I do, but it's a necessity for me, as I feel that, you know, the message that we're trying to share and the fighters that we're trying to share, and just that little inkling of life that we can give to others if they're interested, this show will exist for you. You know, on that note, MF, Sam, Travis, if there's anything else you'd like to, you know, add to the programming, the floor is yours.
Boy.
Why don't you guys go first?
Travis, I know you got something you want to say.
I don't really have anything to say. Just thank everybody. I mean, the supporters. Everybody that's got us back, that's helped us get this far. You know what I mean? It's so cool. Like, I love life, dog. I love life. And I love my boys. That's it.
I'm appreciative for everyone and everything, you know. We're about to take over the world, baby. And, Don, we're going to be kicking it on the beach one day, dog. Watch. We're going to have something rolled up real nice and pretty.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, bro. On that note, thank you, gentlemen. Until next week, you know, just to my listeners real quick, you know, we do an impromptu. We did an impromptu show today. It's because, you know, I find if you shoot straight from the heart, you know, shoot straight from the cuff, you're going to get a much better program than something that's scripted. You know, you're not going to get real when it's scripted. You're not going to get a great show if it's dialogue. What I like the raw, unreal nature of this show, and I look forward to having many more of them. On that note, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the program today. Let's make the Misfits of Gold special, the number one show on my network. I look forward to the growth, the family, and bringing more of the Misfits of Gold on my show. It's a pleasure, and I'm honored.
Pleasure, brother.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Misfits of Gold with MF Beck, Sam Toomer, and Travis Hyland. Outside of my usual norm, but you know what? I love the show because it truly is just real. And on that note, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, the United Way Merced, Affliction, the 86ers.net, MMA Gold, and everybody involved with the Misfits of Gold. It's truly been an honor and a blessing. On that note, let's rock out with some Meta Noise on the way out. You have a good day, and God bless.
Change ya, 40, 40, 40, listen, it'll change ya. Lordy, Lordy, feel the rhythm coming. the mic to your lips, time to cipher. I just took a nice hit, now I'm feeling hyper. Chilling with my vipers, most of us delinquents. Frequently tripping up your mind with the sequence. Rappers getting seasick, they can't keep up with the flow. Yo, did you know I've been floating to the pinnacle? See his throat choking, your squad's embarrassed. Leave your doors open, I'ma rob you like Ligaris. Manipulation gets the best of your mental. Faces eating up your chest like you're smoking menthol. Weapon is a pencil, got him tracing back like a stencil. Grinding every night like dental. Picked up the rental, had to choose a Cadillac. Old school rappers back, do the cabbage patch. Right after that, I'ma hit you with a 1-2. Mic chickity check, we don't need to do a run through. I don't need to punch you, I could just stun you with my rhymes and my puns, dude. I'm just having fun,
don't taste me, bro.
Crazy, yo, I forgot my camera. Look, ma, I'm on the radio. Hi, America, flip flops, tube socks. Please pull your trunks up, homie brought the boombox. Brother got the trunk up. If you think it's too hot, sucker go and kick rocks. This is hip-hop, can we please understand?